The heavy scent of blooming flowers wafted through the open screen door. Minnie was busy at the small stove, the iron skillet hissing as she dropped in strips of seasoned steak. "It's too hot for the oven," she said, wiping her brow with the back of her hand. Robert stood in the corner, carefully centering a new logo Shirley had printed. He stepped back to look at the balance of the design. "It has to be perfect, Min. If the frame is off, the whole thing looks cheap." The doorbell rang, and Virginia burst inside, her face flushed from the heat. "The clinic is a madhouse. Everyone is coming in with allergic reactions to the storm's dust," she sighed. She grabbed a cold bottle of water from the fridge. "I saw Dave Martinez's truck over on the North Ridge. He says the cleanup crews are finding old canisters buried near the wash." Robert's hand froze on the edge of the logo's frame. The past had a way of clawing out of the dirt, no matter how deep the hole. "Did he say how many?" Robert asked, his voice dropping to a low rasp. Virginia shook her head and sat at the kitchen table. "Just enough to be trouble. But he's handling it, Dad. He said the tower's name doesn't need more mud." Minnie set the steak plate down with a sharp clack. "The debt is paid, Robert. We don't own those ghosts anymore," she insisted. But Robert knew the truth was a living thing. It breathed in the canyon and spoke in the wind. Just then, Dorothy arrived, looking worried and pale. "The school board heard the rumors about the ridge. They are asking questions about the family fund." Robert looked at his four grown daughters and wife. They had built a fortress of honesty in the city. "We tell them the truth," Robert said, standing tall. "We don't hide the canisters and we don't hide the fall." Shirley and Barbara walked in, carrying heavy bags of printing supplies and ink. "We heard the news," Barbara said, her eyes blazing with defiance. "We are ready to fight. We are not the people we were 5 years ago." Robert felt the strength of the family unit. They were a wall of stone against the coming tide. The California night settled over the quiet condo. The saga was shifting from restoration to protection. The towers were ready. The line was drawn.